Okay, we just finished talking about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem a little bit. So we're in the middle of mine, still in the middle of a paragraph by a pasuk from Mishlei. About a little more than, a little more than halfway through the Hakdama. Humasha Amar Shlomo. You have it? Is it a new paragraph in yours? Not? You have the place? Humasha Amar Shlomo? Okay, it's the middle of the paragraph. That's where we left off. Okay, so let's see. Who Mashomer Shlomo? Shlomo HaMelech, who's well known, we know, and we look at as the wisest. Welcome, come. We're just starting to learn. You have Mrs. Sharm? Okay, one right over here.
Perfect.
Get in over here. We're just.
I'm gonna
yeah, you'll show him. Thanks. Humashamar Shlomo. Shlomo HaMelech, who we look at as our Gadol B'Chochma, Baal Chochma. So whatever he tells us about Chochma, Avada has to be taken very seriously. And he says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Im Tvakshena Kokosef V'chubat Moinim Tchavsena, Az Tovin Yiras Hashem. He says as follows: Im tvakshena kakasef. If you search for it, the way you would search for silver, uchat moinim tachavsena, or you search, you tvakshena is you desire it, you want it, bokesh, you want it like you want silver, like you want wealth, uchat moinim tachavsena, or you search for it in a way that you would for a treasure, oz tovin yiras Hashem, then you'll understand yiras Hashem. Meaning the only way to come to an understanding of Yiras Hashem is if you put in it first. There's two things we could learn from here. We'll see how the Ramchal takes this line, but it means you have to put a lot of amelus in. It's not something that just happens. It's not something, you know, we all have in life our momentary highs, our excitement, a quick chizik, a quick inspiration. Whether it's a nice kumzitz,
what do you say to other? Gotta follow it up.
Oh, exactly. You have this exciting chizik, exciting inspiration from a nice kumzitz, a shal shudis, a yom kippur davening, whatever it might be, and you feel like you're in awe of the Rabbeinu Shlom at that moment. That's not enough. Meaning, oz tovin yiras Hashem has to be only im tvakshena kakos v'chamon im tchafsena. You have to put a lot of amelus in acquiring yiras Hashem.
Can I relate something?
Sure.
I thought.
You guys know Shiloh?
I'm Shiloh.
Look at the timing. Yeah, you walk in right when we're starting. Okay, go. Yes, talk.
Yiras Hashem. You have to seek it like you seek, like you're looking for silver. But you're not looking for silver, right? Because you find silver, and guess what? The richest people, there's no consistency with wealth and happiness. There's no consistency with anything and happiness other than what Hashem says will bring you happiness. So you don't really need to look beyond that. That's it. You will find money, you won't be happy. I've had money, I wasn't happy. I was wondering, why am I not happy? I'm making so much money. What am I going to do with this money? Give tzedakah? Oh, now I have a purpose for my money. Now I'm happy. So your body, your guf, needs to do certain things like make money and like look appropriate and look nice so you can relate to other people and give them purity so they don't look at you like, oh, who is this schlumpy guy? Look nice so people will speak to you because people are only people. They can't see your neshama. Some people can't see your neshama. So you speak to them like you dress appropriately, sit in the base medrash, daven, gain some esteem, so when you speak, your words will be heard, and you relate it, you give credit to Hashem, because He's the one who gives you your words, and if you know what you're looking for, if you're trying to find something, as I said before, there's nothing that will go consistent with your happiness other than Yiras Hashem, than the word of Hashem, than what Hashem wants, Hashem's will, and what does Hashem will for? What do you do to someone? Well, how do you make someone happy who only wants you to be happy? You accept the gift. What's the gift? The Torah. Why is it not working out? What's the problem between accepting the gift? It's because, I don't know.
I'll tell you what Shiloh was saying, just to bring it back home now and get back into it. Meaning he's adding, besides for the pasuk saying, the amazing amount of amelus and toil and effort we have to put in to build Yerushalayim, but we should realize as well we have to alter and take away. Meaning, if we're just running and seeking money and treasures, it really will end in emptiness. There's no ends, and it's something that we're not going to find simcha in that, because we never have enough, and we realize it's an empty pursuit, in the sense of it's not a pleasure that brings us true happiness, true simcha. So maybe Shlomo Melech, besides for telling us the effort we have to put into Yir Shamayim, he's also telling us as well how we have to project what we put our emails into, and we have to put it into places that have meaning. And let's read how the Ramchal takes it. The Ramchal takes this line to another place, and he says as follows: Eino Omer az Tavin Philosophia. Shlomo Melech doesn't say, if you put a lot of effort in, then you'll find philosophy. You'll understand philosophy. Az Tavin Tchuna, then you'll understand astronomy. Az Tavin Refuah, then you'll understand Refuah. Az Tavin Dinim, then you'll understand law. Az Tavin Halachus is also understanding different law. Ela Az Tavin Yiras Hashem, then you will understand Yiras Hashem. It's not that if you put in all the effort in the world, you want to understand philosophy. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Astronomy, refuah, dinim, which are perhaps more secular law, halacha, more Jewish law. But az tovin yiras Hashem. Az tovin yiras Hashem. What does that mean? Meaning as follows. We know there's a Gemara in Megillah that says that what? Yagati matzasi tamen. Yogati matzasi tamen means yogati is yugia, is our effort. If you put a lot of effort in, umatzasi, and you find and you're successful and you understand something, you're believable. If you say, I didn't put an effort, I understand something, you're not believable. Wow. If you say, I put an effort and I didn't understand, also you're not believable. Meaning what?
Every time you
there's an effort, the Rebbeinu gives a special bracha and special siyad to the Shemaya. If we're willing to put in effort, you're willing to put in amelus, and you're willing to put in the search, and you're willing to search for it and want it enough and put in that time, it's a guarantee, matzasi. It's a guarantee that you're going to end up with oz tovin yiras Hashem. But in other chachmos, it's not necessarily true. Maybe some of us have chesronos, have deficiencies in other areas, and maybe as much as you put in, you might not reach the highest of levels. But in yiras Hashem, it's a guarantee, so why not put in the pursuit there when it's something you know you're going to be able to achieve if you put in the time and the effort? Let's read on a little bit more.
Why not? Why don't people?
we come in late. We spoke about this.
I did.
So we have to understand, in order to understand Yiras Hashem, Tzarech Levake Shosa Kakesef Lechape Shosa Kamat Monim. That's what we started out by saying. That in order to understand it, you have to want it like normal people want silver, and how people search for treasures. Hare Eifo B'mash Melumad Lanu Memaseinu U'B'mash Meforsa Meitu Kol Ben Das Derech Klal. You know what? The problem is, obviously, the problem is for so many of us, as he discussed so much so, this is something that people unfortunately think they need to work on and they need to put effort in. People think it should come naturally. People think because I have the basics, I'm already there. But we have to put in effort, and we have to put in amelus, and we have to put in time searching and looking for and learning the subject matter to develop and grow in our Yiras Shamayim. It could never be an end. It could never be an end. And he says as follows: Is it possible, if Shlomo Melech is telling us, if you put in the time and the effort and everything, as tovin yiras Hashem, in other areas it's not so. You're going to find time for all other subject matter and for li'in azeh lo yezman. A person's not going to spend time in this. Lama lo yikba adam la'atma yitim lefakos l'stakos azeh. Im muchruchu b'sheiriz man o lifnos aliyonim o asukim achirim. Why is it that people don't make set kavua time to spend building Yiras Shamayim? And we spend so much time, and we have the time, and we spend it in so many other areas. It's part of it. The MS is Yisod Yisodos. And that's what we have to get into the next paragraph. Let's read a little bit more, and we'll explain. V'nei HaKosov Omer, the Pazik says,
I'm going to get some air.
The Pazik says, Hein Yiras Hashem Yichachma. Let's see one thing. Hein Yiras Hashem Yichachma. Hein Yiras Hashem Yichachma. Hein Yiras Hashem Yichachma. Remember, the Torah, just coming to me in Elul time. The pasuk in Iyov says, "Hein Yiras Hashem Yichachma." The Amar Rabbi Sein is Zechorin Levracha. Hein Achas Shekein Belashin Yivani Korin LaAchas Hein. The Gemara in Shabbos says Hein in Greek is Achas. In other words, let's put it together. Hein Yiras Hashem Yichachma. Behold, Yiras Hashem is wisdom, and Hein Belashin Yivani is what? Is Achas, is one. So the Ramchal says, Hare She Yira Hi Chachma. Yira is Chachma. Vi Levada Chachma. And it itself is Chachma. Vada Sheinikar Chachma Shein Bo'in. What do we learn as follows? A true Chachma, true wisdom, something that's real wisdom, has to take effort, has to take analyzation, has to take time. Otherwise, we wouldn't call it a Chachma, right? We don't call it a Chachma to know 1 plus 1 equals 2. That's not like a major Chachma. You're not a Chacham. A Chacham is something, Chachma takes time, takes effort. And if the Pasuk says, Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachma, Yiras Hashem is Chachma, and not just it's Chachma, it's the only Chachma. It's Hein, it's Achas. It's Achas. Is this not a Chachma that's incumbent upon each and every one of us to acquire and to put in time and put in effort? You know, I thought maybe you could say, David HaMelech says, and we know this kapitel very well, kapitel Chav Zayin, in Tehillim, as we say it throughout the month of Elul, Achas Shualti Meis Hashem Osa Vakesh. Achas Shualti Meis Hashem. There's one thing I ask of Hashem. What's the one thing that I Osa Vakesh? That's what I'm... Avakesh. That's what I'm wanting, I'm desiring. What's the Achas? So we see over here. What's Achas? Yiras Hashem. Hein, Yiras Hashem, Yichachma. Which is Hein, Belashin Yivani is Achas. Maybe that's what David HaMelech is Bimarame is Lanu. What's the Osa of Akish? What's the one thing we should want? Yiras Hashem. That's the one thing. Im Tivakshena, Mivakish, right? Kekesef, Az Tavin Yiras Hashem. Thought as follows as well. You know, there's Elul time. And Elul time, obviously, is a time when so much so we're trying to build the Kesher to Ribbono Shel Olam. And there are a lot of Ramazim Elul time, Rashi Tevos, to bring us Yisoidos, right? We all know some of the famous ones. Elul's Rashi Tevos, what do you know? Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, right? That one everybody knows. Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, I'm to my beloved, my love is to me, which tells me Elul time is a time to build a Kesher, a relationship with Hashem, which is all of what we're learning about, how to build that relationship with Hashem, right? There are other allusions. Es Levavcha, V'Es Levav Zarecha, is Elul. But I heard this year one that I've never heard before. I heard it from a tzaddik, Rav Pinchas Friedman, the Shvilei Pinchas. The schus to learn his svarim often mamish lifts my neshama. It's something very special. If you haven't learned his Torah, he's a Belzer Dayan in Eretz Yisrael, very special person. And he brought down that also Elul is Rashi Tevos. Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. What's that mean? What's that from? What you guys know? What am I alluding to? Achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. From what? What? The void of the Kohen Gadol, where he sprinkles one up and seven down, right? One up and seven down. We know the achas, achas v'achas, right? We know the void on Yom Kippurim. Achas l'mala aleph lamed. Visheva Lamata Vav Lamed is Elul. What's why? Why is that an illusion? So one idea that's brought down is that already in Elul we have to have our eye on Yom Kippur. We're looking towards what we're trying to build and what we're trying to prepare for. It's one idea. But the other idea is as follows. Sheva Lamata means there's so many different ways to pull us down. Each and everyone knows we have so much taiva and atzlus, Sheva Midas Raz, there's so many ways that we could fall. The whole world is against us in a certain sense. Meaning, the chance of being matzliach is so hard because we live with so many nisyonos, sheva lamata. There's so many ways to pull us down. But there's achas lamalu, we have to remember. There's one way to bring us up. And that one way obviously has to be strong enough to be connected to sheva lamata, all the ways that can bring us down, all of the tactics of the Yetzirah. There has to be a achas lamala that's strong enough to defeat all seven. What's the achas? What's the achas? So I was thinking about it, and I thought maybe right away, I don't know, I thought about this paragraph in the Mesillas Yesharim. Hein yiras Hashem yichachma, v'amar Rabbi Seinu zechonu livracha, hein achas. The achas is yiras Shemayim. When one has yiras Shemayim, one builds yiras Shemayim, it can defeat the sheva lamata. You have the koyach to defeat all of Yetzirah and all the tactics of Yetzirah and Atzlus and Taiva and all the areas that bring us so down. Gaiva and all those areas. Yiras Hashem yichachma. That's the one thing. If we work hard on that achas, that's the achas lamala that could defeat the sheva lamata and be matzliach in building the Yerushalayim. That's what the Ramchal is saying here. That's what he's trying to infuse within us, that we should understand where our avodah, what we need to be working on. That connection to Hashem through Yiras Hashem, having strong Yerushalayim. How do we build Yiras Shamayim? We didn't get to yet so much. But we have to, the first step has to be that you have to tevakshenu, you have to want it. And be willing to chavsenu, be willing to put in the time, put in the effort. It should be our goal, it should be our mindset. Let's just read a little bit more. Acha emes hi ki iyan gadol tzarecha kol advar meila l'daso sam be'emes. The truth is you need a lot of iyan, a lot of analyzation, a lot of thought, a lot of learning to master these areas. And it's not enough just to leave it to our own imagination. And our svara kozeves means like our deceitful logic that tells us it's not so hard, it's not so difficult. Kol shekein liknos osam lasigam, to truly acquire them and to reach them. Umishi is bonim bam yira. Someone who truly understands and sees what true Yerushalayim is, understands it's not true piousness, true connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these ways, is not like what the intellectually challenged who think of themselves as Hasidim think that it's, as we spoke about earlier, dependent on constantly going mikvah and not that mikvah is a wonderful thing and very important, but mikvah and fasting and all these inyanim which are chitzoniyistik inyanim, which are exterior. It takes tremendous chachma and tremendous shleimus in our avodas Hashem, building a certain shleimus as being a full fledged Yid in every area. We have to be a Baal Yerushalayim in everything that we do. It has to be infused into our tefillahs, infused into our limud haTorah, infused into our interpersonal relationships. We have to learn how to bring it out in all of them, and that takes a lot of limud, that takes a lot of learning, that takes a lot of depth, and that's something that's not just, we can't just leave to hope because I'm inspired at one point to want Yerushalayim, it's going to happen. It has to be, as he says, imtavakshana kakasiv chadmon tchavsana, to be willing to put in the time, but then there's a guarantee, it's a beautiful guarantee, oz tov in yiras Hashem. We'll get there, and you'll be about Yiras Shamayim, and have that relationship that each and every one of us is yearning for, and wanting so badly, if we put in the time, and if we put in the effort. Alright, Mirz Hashem, we will continue next week from there. Mirz Hashem.